Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
The Environmental Protection Agency rolled out restrictive new greenhouse gas standards for new power plants to take place as part of President Obama's climate action plan to reduce climate change. And my guest is Leah Marie. She's a spokesperson for the Blue Bulb Project and founder, CEO, and president of the board of directors of the nonprofit Living Lake Global Community Center. Welcome to the show, Leah. Tell us a little bit about what carbon dioxide is and what does it do to us in the environment?
Carbon dioxide is elemental, and I mean, humans breathe it out, plants breathe it out. In general, it doesn't really affect us as long as it's not in copious quantities in our air and like that.
So, okay, so then the climate changes because of carbon emissions.
Yes.
A little bit different. So,
yes.
Because people don't really always understand those differences. So,
okay.
So explain the difference now.
Well, the carbon dioxide that, like, plants and humans and animals and the natural type of thing that's, you know, been happening since the dawn of time is normal and fits in with our ecosystem and stuff. And what we're doing is changing the ratios with a polluted version, I guess, would be the easiest way to say that. And the increasing amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere adversely affects plants, people, and generally everything.
So, okay, how does it really affect our health? Because now it's come in so many different, you know, ways. Now there's emissions from you know, nuclear plants. There's emissions from, you know, so this the power plants really are doing some damage.
Like 36 was one of the highest reports that I saw, like 36% of the carbon emissions in the U.S. are from the power plant.
So tell us about the new standards. What are they intended to do?
Well, the new standards are hopefully intended to make it so that they're less stringent on the older, already established plants, and the newer plants will have a much more stringent set of rules that they have to go by. And by decreasing the amount of carbon emissions going out of the plants, because like I said, 36% was, you know, the highest that I had seen. That's a lot. And in general, we got to figure, you know, we're not the only ones doing this around the world. So by decreasing the amount that the power plants are putting out, we're slowing down a process that we've started and hopefully eventually we'll be able to stop it completely.
So we've got the gas-fired and the cold-fired plants. And, you know, I mean, people don't even think that we use coal as much as we really, truly do. And so these
really,
plants, do these plants now have to change their emissions standards, what they're putting out now, or is this only for new plants?
No. Yes, they do. The established plants that are already operational, do have new standards that they're going to have to meet.
Will that be tough for them?
I'm sorry?
Will that be tough for these new plants to meet?
Quite possibly, but part of what we're doing with the Blue Bulb is it creates more of an awareness, not only for the people around the country, but for the plants. I mean, if they realize that the people want this change to come in, they're much more likely to comply quicker. It's going to be a process for sure.
And they have to comply. How long do they have?
That's kind of a up-in-the-air variable thing. As near as I can tell, I think it's like a plant to plant, depending on what type of plant it is, when the plant was made, you know, their operating system and like that. So it's going to take like a different length of time for each plant to comply.
Now, is the EPA going to enforce this new law, or is it something that is just set out there and hopefully everybody's going to comply?
Well, so we're told. I mean, we would assume that if they're creating these new standards, that they expect them to be complied to. But I think it's on page 436, don't quote me on that one, of the new standards. The EPA themselves are saying, you know, we don't know that our new standards are going to make any difference at all, which is a little bit of a concern for us also. But they are acting as though they expect for everyone to comply with this, and with the hope that eliminating the carbon... I think the reason that they're not willing to say that this will make a difference in our climate is because so many people fight the facts. One study says that human carbon emission is affecting the climate, and then another one says it isn't. So I believe that the EPA is probably, you know, covering all bases by saying, we're not sure if this will work, but we're going to put it into effect because if it does work, good, you know.
Well, and I think that's been the kind of controversial debate, which is certainly not at all bipartisan. You know, it's whether or not climate change is really actually happening or whether it's not. And you know, that seems to me to be a really hard argument to swallow, because certainly we're seeing changes. So speak a little bit about the impact of climate change that you see and on the health as it affects us.
See, that's the thing is, like, we can sit and argue about whether or not climate change is real or not, but, like, dolphins don't care what the numbers are. Their habitat is being affected. And, you know, many plants and animals, the plants and what they're doing is definitely affecting habitat, at least on a local basis where they are. And the way I figure it is, you know, if we realize that we're polluting, it's best to just clean it up. Let's clean up our act. We're ingenious humans. We're capable of incredible, incredible things and technological leaps and things like that. If we realize that we're polluting, we might as well just stop it. And
And you say that, and the fact is that back in the 70s, when we realized that littering was causing trouble, nobody argued about that and said littering isn't causing anything. And we saw the Indian with his tear, and people start really picking up after themselves more than they ever did before, and not throwing cigarettes out the window and things. What would you like people to know and to do? And you can give your website too here, about what we can do. You know, we started picking up after ourselves in the parks. What can we do now?
What we are at, the Blue Bulb Project, what we are simply, we're an awareness project. And by increasing the awareness in the public, it's going to force awareness in legislature, in the EPA, in the power plants, in the people that are creating cars too. And everybody wants clean air and clean water. And to show your support, if you have a light on your porch, we're asking that people put a blue light bulb on or put a blue ribbon around a tree in your yard to show that you know, we support at this location clean water and clean air, and we would like to see everybody do their best to keep it this way. By doing this, you know, for instance, a power plant on Long Island is saying, you know, gosh, we don't really want to comply with these laws, and we're going to drag our feet a little bit because it's going to cost us money or whatever it is. And all of a sudden they start seeing all of the lights on people's porches on Long Island turning blue, or ribbons around people's yards. And they're going to have to realize that the American people want this.
Now, give your website, if you would, please, Leah.
I'm sorry?
And give your website where people can get more information.
Okay, we are at www.livinglake.org/bluebulbproject. That's LIVINGLAKE.org/BLUEBULBPROJECT.
Well, thank you so much, Leah Marie. And if you would, everyone can put a blue bulb on your porch or tie a blue ribbon. The website is livinglake.org/bluebulbproject. We need to concern ourselves with the climate, and it's all about our health. You're listening to Staying Well right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, so let's stay well.